Let me repeat myself. I do not care that you're crying. I mean, you're the one who told me about every spot in your ticklish. So what's with the tears, darling? I can't imagine how it feels to have me continue to tickle your armpits, never stopping, straddling your lap so I can feel every wiggle and jump beneath me. You're so sensitive under here. You know, I bet if I add a little oil, it'll help even more. Take a breather, pet, and think about the situation you've put yourself in. You can barely move your elbows. I've strapped you down so tight, and all the wiggling you've done hasn't stopped me for even one moment. You're so cute with your hair messy, and those tear-stained cheeks. That's a good pet. I can see that nervous glint in your eyes with me just holding the baby oil bottle. I've put you through a lot already, and I want to do a color check. Be honest with me. Green, huh? Oh, my favorite tickle masochist. There we go. Go ahead. Try to not laugh. All I'm doing is applying it. You can barely keep it in. How are you going to handle my wiggling fingers? In 5, 4, 3. You really thought I'd count down to 1. Silly, mindless tickle toy. I make the rules here, and you shouldn't assume I would ever give you an inch. Oh, you're really bucking now. I'll tell you what, if you can buck me off, I'll stop. Oh, poor thing doesn't have the energy for it. I suppose all you can do now is learn to enjoy the tickling I'm putting you through. And you'll never be able to tell when I'll go from agonizingly slow to fast, hard scratching. I can change it at a whim. The anticipation, though, of when I'll go faster must be making your heart skip a beat. I'd have pity for you, but this is exactly what you wanted. And I am more than happy to give it to you, pet. Seeing you suffer is one of my greatest joys.